Okay, so here's the deal. So let's. So I have a different svara. I think it might be better. It's actually mainly my chavrusa ilans. But let's see here. So again, the case is, if you write you're trying to write a five letter word, let's say, or whatever, Shmuel, and you write shame. So according to Tanakama, Yechayev, because that's a mixas. Yechayev for mixas malacha. And you're trying to write it a word. Now, it's true, you're writing a shame katan, but at least you have the quality of shame, of a shame, and therefore you're chayiv, even though it's lacking in quantity. But that's halacha, you're chayiv for a mixas. But, for some mysterious reason, they hold that if you're trying, to write a word like shashbetzer, and you write sheish. And of shashbetzar, he holds yinakim michayev, because this idea of writing half partial words, shem gadol mishem gadol, doesn't work by words which are os kafol words. Okay, where the word comes about through repeated letters. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, even if they're repeated, you're still gonna be chayev. Okay, even if it's a repeat, sheish shashbetz, sheish out of shashbetzar, or tas out of titnu, you're going to be chayev. Okay, so the machlokas is again, does this idea of shen katan shen gadol work by a two-letter word which comes from an os kafel, and namely a repeated letter? So the question is, why would you say it wouldn't? And what's the difference? I mean, a two-letter word, sheish, is a word. So why? Well, what makes it inferior to any other two-letter word? Okay? So here's the svara. We started saying something yesterday, but I think maybe it's a little simpler. I mean, you'll tell me if you think it's simpler, but. So the thing is like this, and we kind of, there's something a little similar to what we said yesterday, but namely the thing is like this, that in words, see, the highest, in a certain sense you could argue that a two-letter word, which is formed from os kafel, is like a lesser word than a word not from os kafel. It, so to speak, lacks in the productivity of words, of writing words, when you write a word out of an os kafel. Because the productivity of words is like you have these letters, you have an alphabet, and you combine various letters in the alphabet to form a greater entity called a word. Okay, that's the productivity of words. Like, if you just have, as an example, maybe, for instance, I believe that Chinese doesn't have an alphabet. I believe in Chinese, it's like, essentially, a picture represents a word. Okay, you don't spell words, you just have different pictures for different words. As opposed to our languages, where we have symbols, so 26 letters, and you write words. Okay, so, in a certain sense, you could argue that our language, or most languages, we say Chinese, are more productive. Okay, they're greater, better malacha than in Chinese. Because in Chinese, it's very, basically, you just have to make a symbol. Every single time, you have to make a symbol. But the beauty of a language, of letters, of an alphabet, is that you could write, by combining a few diverse letters, you could form new entities. So the idea of an alphabet and of a word is manifested when you have diverse letters coming together and forming a word. If you have sheish, essentially you're just writing shin shen. You're in the shin two times. So it's true, it happens to be that is a word. And that's a word like any other word. In fact, it's a coincidence that this word happens to come from writing the same letter twice. But that word doesn't manifest the full productivity of a word, which is through the combination of diverse letters to form, of taking the varied letters to form a new entity, which conveys a new idea. So even though, again, sheish is a word, and it does have a meaning, but the variety of letters, if you had to, so to speak, the model of a word, if you had to take a prime example of a word, it wouldn't be a word with os kafula. Because that's, in general, that lacks, it doesn't have the full productivity, the full value of a word, but it happens to be a word also. You hear that part? If you want to write sheish, then you're chayiv. There's no halacha that you need this high level productivity, that you need a better word to be chayiv. You are chayiv for writing sheish. You're chayav for writing that word. But if you are writing shashbetzar, which is a word of higher productivity, so to speak, so then if you want to say you need a miktsas, so the miktsas has to be a word which has the same quality as this word, it's just lacking in quantity. And if it's sheish, which is a word of lower productivity, because it doesn't have the different letters, that will lack in being miktsas. Within words, there's two tracks. There's two levels of tracks. There's letters, and then there's words. But within words, you can have words which are formed from repetitive letters, and words formed from a variety of letters. And that's a different level of words. So if you're trying to do word of high level, so that it's lacking as a miktsas if you're just doing a word at a lower level. Just like it would lack in miktsas if you're just doing letters. Okay? Or do you argue that that's a question? Or do you say, no, look, where it's true that that word may be a bigger model, but in in order to have miktsas, what's necessary? Do you need to have the entity of the word in its full productivity, the full type of word which you were trying to do? In which case, you'll say, if you're trying to do shashbetzar, then shesh won't work because it's a lesser word. Or you say, no, that as long as you have the quality of word, you're trying to write a word, and you have a word, it's a shem katon. So that it's not the highest level of productivity, that's true. But it suffices to be a miktsas, even if it's lacking that that highest level of productivity. That's the question. Is that property necessary for it to be a miktsas? Like, how much does the Torah demand that the word has? Certainly, if it's just letters alone, it's not defined as a miktsas because it lacks in a quality. But that's that lacking a quality of word altogether. But here, it has the quality of word. It just lacks in the property of the highest level word. I mean, you could say the question is does halacha recognize this idea of a highest level word? Or you could say it's true there is a phenomenon like that, but is that demanded in order to say that it's a miktsas? I'm not sure how you want to phrase the question, but that's the thing.
Sheish
lacks because it's a word which doesn't have the full productivity of a language. Because the full productivity of a language comes when you have a combination of varied letters. And sheish is a word because it is a word, but it doesn't reflect the full productivity of a word. Full productivity of a word is reflected where you're combining different sounds to make a new entity. And it's so to speak, if a person looked at sheish, they wouldn't realize the full idea of language. They wouldn't see it. They'd say, oh, it's repeating the same symbol again and again. It happens to be, it does spell a word, but it doesn't manifest the model of language and how letters and how alphabet works. So therefore, it's a word. It's like a lesser word in terms of productivity. It's a lesser. So that's the question: is without that property, do you say you still have a miktsas? If you have a word which doesn't have that property, it's all smoothly essays. I think it fits into miktsas a little better. It's like built in the whole brisa. This whole thing is talking about what's necessary in order for it to be a miktsas. In order to say that you're chayev, you have to do the whole productivity, even miktsas, but miktsas which has the quality. So that's achas and mei achas teaches you that it's enough to be a miktsas, but that miktsas has to be like reflect the kula. So must it reflect it in the highest degree? Not only as a word, but as the full properties of the word? Or is it suffice simply to reflect the kula because it has the quality of word? Because it's the quality of the word. Or it has to reflect the full word which you're reflecting, which you're trying to write, which your machshava is going for. But definitely, if you're trying to write sheish, then you're chayiv, because there's no halacha that you have to have the highest productivity. Just like if you write resh pei, you're also chayiv, because it's letters. So it's just, you can't go by what you're doing mitchila, by what's a miktsas. Miktsas is now your machshava is going for the highest word. Now, in order to say it's a miktsas, it has to reflect that which your machshava is going for. So must it reflect it fully, or as long as in quality it has the same thing, namely a word, it doesn't have to reflect all the properties of it, the full productivity of it. Okay, now to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi. So in Rabbi Yossi, the thing was, is somehow the question is, how does Rabbi Yossi fit in? But Rabbi Yossi says, you're not chayev for kosev, but you're chayev for roshem. Because roshem, they used to make marks on the pillars to know which one's which. And therefore, you can make one mark on two pillars, or two marks on one pillar, and you're chayev. Okay, so basically this is roshem, not kosev. So the question is, okay, so what does that have anything to do with this discussion? So we saw Tosos on Ayin Amabez which says, according to Rabbi Yossi, you wouldn't need Shem Mishimon. You wouldn't need it to actually spell a word, but even if you wrote, let's say, Raf from Raphael, you'd be Chayiv, even though it doesn't spell a word. So he said, yeah, but just because... So he said, why? So maybe you'll argue because Rabbi Yossi doesn't even need a word. He doesn't need letters. He even can have marks. So then how can you say Resh Pei isn't good? Resh Pei is certainly good. It's certainly good as marks. So he said, yeah, but that doesn't follow because that's true that marks are chaya for. But here you are trying to write Raphael, which is a word. So maybe you'll argue that in order for it to be a miktsas, it has to be the same quality, which is a word. So it's true, if you were trying to write tzritos, you'd be chayev, but you're not trying to write tzritos. Just like we hold, if you're trying to write letters, you're chayev, but if you're trying to write a word, then raf isn't good, because you weren't trying to, it lacks in the productivity, it's not a miktsas. So why, just because Rav Yossi holds that you're chayev for roshim, does it follow that he's going to drop this, he's going to say that in resh pei, it's not going to work? That it will work. I'm sorry, they'll say it will work. Why doesn't he have the same problem that it's not a miktsas because it doesn't afflict the property of a word? Okay. So that's what David mentioned last time, is that, back in the day when we were doing Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says, Chayif HaRoshem. So let's just review. What did that mean? Roshem means, we said, the difference between Roshem and Kosev. So we said, Kosev is where you're creating an entity of Ksav. That's the productivity. The product is you're creating words, letters, you're creating an entity. The entity is the ksav. But in Roshem, the entity is not the ksav. The entity is like the pillars by the Mishkan. You weren't creating an entity of an aleph or of a beis. You were qualifying, defining, demarcating the pillar. So the product is, it's a quality which exists in the pillar. So the letter per se isn't the product. Rather, it's the condition in the pillar, which is the product. It would be like dyeing, soveya. In soveya, what's the product? There's no entity called color. It's a condition in a garment. So soveya is you're giving a garment a condition. So you have malachas like that. So roshem means that it's like you're branding, you're demarcating the object. And the productivity, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you say roshem, is the productivity of giving it a property. Now, since that's the case, the nafkamina is, according to Rashi, let's say, is, is that you, or that's what it's saying here, is that you don't need letters. See, because if the productivity is the entity of ksav, so you need something which is significant. The triangle, what kind of entity is that? You need letters, words, that's chashivas, that's a real entity, that's a product. But if it's just that the chafza is demarcated, anything which will function to give it to demarcate the object, to make it identifiable, will be sufficient to be a product. You don't need a real ksav. And then also, that's why I think he says, sarat, I don't even point this out, but sarat srita achas al shnei, what does he say, al shnei, sarat, so shnei shritos al nesar echad means you have one beam or plank, whatever, and you make two marks. So that's good, because I think that's two simanim. But he has, I think, one mark on two pillars. I think what he means is, like, let's say you have two planks right next to each other, and you make one line, or whatever, which goes across both of them. Like in one push of the pen, you go across both of them. So now, even though you did like one maisa, so to speak, in terms of ksav, you'd say all you've written is one line. But in terms of demarcating the objects, you've demarcated two objects. Okay, so that's another illustration of the idea of roshem. As in roshem, the product is not the ksav, but it's the property on the object. So if you have one mark that goes across two objects, it's a double demarcation. And even if you have two marks on one object, it's a double demarcation on that one object. That's also fine. That's what he's saying. There's two ways to have a shear of the demarcation of two. It could be the shear could come from that it's on one object, but it's a twofold demarcation. It's a two marks or whatever. Or it could be through one mark on two objects. So the shear of two could come from the objects. Either way, it's two demarcations. Okay, it's like your mishana in the malacha. You have the shear of two. Okay, fine. But so according, so that was again, that's going with Rosh. Oh, so we were wondering at the time, does Rabbi Yossi agree that Kosev is a Malacha? And he's just saying, oh, but there's also a Tolda called Roshim. And the Tolda of Roshim says Yechayiv even for marks. Or does he simply reject Kosev altogether? He says there's no such thing as Kosev. Really, the Malacha is Roshim, because that's how they have the Mishkan. The Mishkan is Roshim, that's the Malacha. Okay, so at the time, I think we said there's no evidence to show that he holds that there's such a thing as Kosev. He just says Roshim, that's what they have in the Mishkan. So that's in the Mishkan. Where do you see there's another thing called Kosev? His simple pshat is that he's just saying, oh, there's Roshim. But we said, let's keep it open. But I think the reason why, at that point, the compulsion to say it, I mean, I knew about this Gemara here. And I think I pushed that way because of what I know now. Because back to our sugya here is, if you hold that according to Rabbi Yossi there's a malacha of kosev and roshim is a tolda, but there is a reality of kosev which is creating ksav, then if you're trying to write Rafael, then you're involved in writing a word. Your machshava is involved in writing a word. And then if you want to say a miktsas, so then you, if you write resh pei, that's not a miktsas because it lacks the property of a word. So it's true there is roshim, but you were doing kosev. And you were writing a word, so now you should say the same exact argument that you should need to have. You should need to have a mikzas, which should have to be a word. But if you say that according to Rav Yossi, there simply is no such thing as kosev, all there is creating properties in objects. All there is creating properties in objects. So now you're writing Rafael. The fact that Rafael is a word doesn't in any way give the object a different property. It's just you're giving the object the property that it contains the word Rafael. So given the object that contains the word Reish Pei, I mean, what's the difference? It doesn't matter. It's the same property. And the property is, in terms of as an entity bifnei atzmo, Rafal is a word and Reish Pei are letters. But insofar as a demarcation, either way, it's you've demarcated this piece of paper or you've demarcated whatever. So the difference at best is like a quantitative thing. You can't say there's two different qualities of writing or of a, because it's not writing. It's really just demarcation. Just demarcation. The only thing you could say is within Rabbi Yossi, which I'm wondering about. But maybe before I get to that, is there a question on this? So David asked the question is that that it says in Rashi in the Mishnah on the Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi lemeimer that filo kasav el rasham shterishes b'amal simin chayev. Even if you didn't do kasav, but you just made these marks, so it seems like there is such a thing as kasav. See, but the question of what I'm wondering is like this: is that because you may ask yourself, you may ask a question. Question would be that Roshem, if you make marks, you'll say you're demarcating this pillar, right? So that's Roshem. Demarcating this pillar. So that's some chai for Roshem. I make a little mark on a pillar, I write Yud Aleph, whatever it is. And I think we asked this question, actually. But let's say I actually take a piece of paper and I write a sentence on it. So what am I doing? I'm demarcating the paper? Like how exactly, if you're going to say that the only thing there is Roshem, how exactly do you explain Roshem in a case where a person is writing something on a whole paragraph or something on a piece of paper? So you could see it in the case of the Mishkan, but if you can tell me that's all there is no Kosev, so how do you explain that phenomenon? How do you explain what you're doing on a piece of paper? So I think we answered at the time that there is a phenomenon of, like, for instance, a piece of paper or a letter, an igeras, a letter, or my notes. Such a thing as notes. You have pieces of paper that have my notes written on them. You don't call them pieces of paper with ink. You call them notes. So you see, demarcating doesn't have to be that you give it a number. Okay, but you know, there's two types of properties, so to speak, you give to a piece of paper. You could give it a number, like a page number, which reflects something about the paper itself. Or you could write objective information on the paper, namely like my notes, but it will give it the property of being notes, of being a container of ksav. So, but it's not, the entity isn't ksav. The entity is this paper, which is a container of ksav. You know what I mean? So it's still a property. So you could argue that there, within Roshem, there are like two sub-cases, which is one where it contains, where you're demarcating it and giving it information about itself, which case you wouldn't even need a ksav, You wouldn't need letters. You could just have a symbol. Or you could have where you're giving it a property of containing, being notes, being a holder of objective information. In which case, that would be where you write ksav, where you actually write letters. Now it's a holder of objective information. But either way, I mean, you could say those are like a subdivision within Roshim. But either way, there's no difference whether it has letters or words. That wouldn't be a difference. Whether you have Raf or Raphael, it's containing objective information. That information may happen to be letters, may happen to be words, but it's not. Once you have Otsios, and that's Ksav, there's no Chiluk within the two things. Within Kosev itself, there's a Chiluk. If Melecha is Kosev, you say it's probably the product of words is in the product of letters. But if you're talking about Roshim, where it's just demarcating it, I could see a Chiluk in making letters or versus objective Ksav versus demarcating it with symbols. But that's not the case here. The case here is you're trying to write a Rafal and you're writing Reish Pei, which is also Ksav. Like if somehow, I don't think it's possible, you're trying to write Rafal and you made symbols, then you could maybe ask a question. Or you'd say, would it lack in Mixas? Because it's a different type of container of an object. It's a different type of a Roshim. You know, but I don't know if it's possible. You know, maybe, whatever. Maybe you could write the letters and you didn't finish the letters and it just ended up shapes or I don't know, something like that. But that's not, it's possible. I could see you arguing that would lack in mixtas. But within word or letter, that doesn't make a difference. Yeah, unless the malacha is kosei. But that's what Rav Yossi is coming to say in this whole argument. You guys are arguing about Shem Mishimon, Shesh Mishash Betzar, but this whole thing is Roshem. And in Roshem, there's no chiluk between words or letters. Or point is you're demarcating the object. And who really cares if you're trying to write a word or you write a letter? Either way, it's going to be a mixtas anyways. I think this supports what we're saying, that according to Rav Yossi, there's no such thing as kosev per se. There's no like malacha of kosev in Roshim is a tolda, or no tolda of kosev. Essentially saying is that all there is Roshim, because that's what they have the Mishkan. Mishkan, they have Roshim, that's the malacha. And ksav is just an instance of Roshim. It's not really, there's no chashiva, there's no special idea of ksav, of words, or letters. This whole thing is, it doesn't have a significance. And we'll see. I didn't get to the Gemara. There's another in this brisa. There's a further Rav Yossi which goes into this a little. It has some more Hena, Achas. I don't know. We have to get to it. But it could be we'll call it into question. I mean, I just started looking at it. It might be a problem, but we'll see. I'm not sure. So let's keep it open. But it seems that so far it seems that this is the way I learned. So David asks, what about according to the way the Rambam learned Rav Yossi? Which was that according to Rav Yossi, really there are two avos. Kosev and Roshem. If you're writing two letters, it's Roshem. If you're writing more than two letters, it's Kosev. So if that's the case, actually we were wondering about that. It's actually interesting. We were wondering about if you write a two-letter word, would that be Kosev or Roshem? I was claiming that it would be Roshem. I think you guys were wondering maybe it could be Kosev. But maybe you could argue that according to, let's say I'm right. Which is that it's Roshem. Two letters, it could only be Roshem. Because Ksav has to be three letters because that reflects a word. And if it's two letters, it's just going to be Roshem. So if that's the case, it could be Rabbi. So then what's Rabbi Yossi are saying here? So it could be that according to the Rami, he's going to learn Rabbi Yossi saying, on the contrary, Shem Mishimon is going to be Potter. Because Shimon, your Machshava was involved in Kosev, Shimon. And now you wrote Roshem, your Shem, which is Roshem. So that can't be a Miktas. It's a totally different malacha. So it's true you did Roshim, but you had no machshava to do that. And your machshava was dukosev, and you didn't accomplish that. So it could be Rabbi Yossi, according to be saying, is Rabbi Yossi, kosev uchayev, when you write shame, you're only chayev for Roshim. Shkei Roshim akoshim mishkan, leidei benzugo, whenever you're doing two, it's only going to be Roshim. So therefore, it could be he's arguing, and he's saying, I don't buy this whole shame mishimon deal, because when two letters, you end up only being Roshim, so it's not going to work. So the opposite. According to that, Rav Yossi is going to be a Mekel by Shem Mishimon. According to whether we're learning in the Rashi, and Tosfos, Rav Yossi is going to be Machmir. So it's interesting. Tzarchim. But maybe, I mean, it's hard to know how the Rambam's going to learn these things. But it sounds like it makes sense. The return of three letters you would agree with. So you're trying to write Shmuel, and you wrote Samu. So then it would be fine. Then you'd be Chayiv, then he would agree.
Shimon, also works.
Shma. Yeah, Shema. Yeah, then it'll be really good. Okay, fine. Maybe that's what he learns. I mean, sounds funny, but I don't know, whatever. There's nothing funny about it. I don't think there's anything funny about it. It's not like Rashi says so much either. I mean, Rav Yossi is very vague as to what he's talking about. So I guess within each sheet, you just have to figure out how does he fit into the thing. So, I mean, we had a help of Tosos who kind of explained a little bit, but I mean, the Rambam's, that's not going to work for the Rambam, so the Rambam's his way, it actually turns out to be a natural idea. Let's go a little further. Let's present the next problem here, okay? Next problem here is you'll see, is Rabbi Shimon, okay? This is Rabbi Shimon. This is very interesting. See, you'll see. We'll read Rabbi Shimon, and he's a fourth shita. Again, you had the Tanakhama who holds Shemi Shimon. You had the Yudah who says Shemi Shimon Shish Mishash Betzar, even if it's the same word, same letters. Then Rabbi Yossi who's saying it's Forget It Roshem. Now you have Rabbi Shimon. And you'll see Rabbi Shimon sounds almost exactly like Tanakhama. That's the problem. It says Rabbi Shimon Omer Ve'osa Achas Yochol Achiyachtov Eskol Hashem Achiyachtov Eskol Beged Achiyachtov Eskol Napa. I mean, you have to do the entire product. Tamalomar Meyachas. From Achas, even apart. Imeachas Yachovilo Kazavelos Achas. If you lower Yalchud Achad, if you lower by Secha Benapa, any involvement in the process of the product, even one. Tamalomar Achas, Al Ketzer Eino Chayvat Sheyase Malacha Shekayotze Ba Miskayamas. Okay? You just have to do that which is Miskayam. Which is almost, the bright is almost the same as Tanakama, just Tanakama finished off, Ach Yachtov Shem Katam Yishem Gadol, Shem Yishem, and that whole thing. But he just ends Shekiyot Zibam Eskayamas. But it sounds like almost the exact same thing. You know, it's the whole rest of it is the same. And Rashi, in fact, when he's explaining the Tanakhama, he said Shekiyot Zibam Eskayamas. He like took from Rav Shimon. So, I mean, it sounds like they're the exact same Shita. So what's this fourth Shita? So to get that, let's jump down, because Gemara asks the question. So Gemara asks... It says second wide line. It says V'Reb Shimon Hainu Tanakama. Reb Shimon Tanakama, the exact same thing. It says Nevechi Tema Aleph Aleph De'a'azreka Iga Benayo. So if you're trying to write the word A'azreka and you write Aleph Aleph, so that's the argument. So according to the Tanakama, what would you say if you write Aleph Aleph out of A'azreka? Okay, Tanakam says lo chayiv, because alf alf isn't a word. So he holds that would be like Rafael, Reish Pei. You're not right. That's alf alf. Trying to write alf alf is azrek, which is a word, and you're writing alf alf. So why should be chayiv? And Shimon saw kivon de ise bigil turi be alma chayiv. So since in amulets they write alf alf, you're going to be chayiv. Okay, Rashi. It says V'chi Tema Alav Alav Dazreka Shem Shtei Osios Miteva Gedola. So two letters in a big word. Avalomot Sinushi Teva Katana B'chal Mikra. You don't find the word Alav Alav anywhere in the Mikra. The Alav is the word. Kivin Yisrael Gilturi Kmeos V'ksavim Shel Machashefos V'shel Shemos Korin Belashon Litin Shel Minim Klutrus. Okay, so whatever. They had these amulets, some magic things, whatever they used to do. The regilin sofron lichto b'ham tevos shal shtei osios v'enon tevos makamacher. So they'd write these words, they'd write aleph aleph. Right, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything, but it sounds very magical. You know, if you write regular words, then no one's going to get too impressed by the magical powers of these things. But if you write crazy looking words like aleph aleph, which they used to always write in them, they think it's going to do some magical powers. I mean, I'm putting in a little bit into Rashi, but that, he says they used to write these things, which aren't really words anywhere else. So they write Aleph Aleph. So the machlokas is, if you're trying to write Azreka, and you write Aleph Aleph, the question is, are you going to be chayav? So according to the Tanakhama, no, because it's not a word. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you are going to be chayav. Because look, after all, it is a word in amulets. It's a word. So that's the question: is what's the machlokas about whether you go by amulets or not? Right? What's that machlokas? Okay. And then, if you look at Tosos learns a little bit differently. It says, well, he brings two pshatim. It says, "Begatur al mechayev, pirish aleph aleph shekotsim bekameya, v'chein pirish rabbeinu chanano, v'yesh mefarshim aleph aleph haynu amen amen." Shekosu mikameyam. They say it stands for Amen Amen. Velesa. He doesn't buy it. Tahinu notrikon. Vechayev afil be'echad. Okay. So forget his question. His question, you're going to have to do this. There's a Mishnah on notrikon. You know what? I'll just say the pshat. I'll just do some pshat, okay? But what I want to do is, before we get to this Noshkan thing, what's the machlokas about whether or not Rashi Tosos or whatever, about Yesh Mefarshim and everyone else, whether this Aleph case is spelling nothing or saying if Amen Amen? What's the difference which way you go? Okay, I mean, I'm jumping ahead. I mean, you're going to have to first define Rashi. So let's just do, get a little pshat here in this Tosos. So if you jump to Gedav Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, there's a Mishnah. So you know what Nochikon is? You know,
abbreviations.
Abbreviations. So, like Aleph is Amen, because abbreviations. So it says, if you look on the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, on the Dalam Beis, it says, Kasav Os Achaz Nochikon. Rishuv Mitzir Mechayev Echom Pochum. Okay, so Rishuv Mitzir Mechayev Echom Mitzir Pata. So the Rambam in the Mishnah explains, it's talking about, okay, so let's say you write mem with a dash on top, or kuf with a dash on top. Everyone knows it means carbon. Okay, kuf stands for carbon. So the question is, are you chayy for that? So Rabbi Yishuv, the Chacham say no, because you only wrote one letter. But Rabbi Yishuv says, since everyone knows that the kuf stands for carbon, it's as if you wrote carbon. So you're going to be chayy. So that's the machlokes about nochikon. Okay? So machlokes about nochikon. Do you say nochikon is as if you wrote everything or not? So that's now, with that in mind, so Tosa says that if it's Aleph, which is Amen, he says, So, Rabbanan, the Pachim Asin, Pachim Fil Beza Gimel. So he says, well, what are you holding now? Aleph, Amen. Amen. If you hold by Nochikon, like Rabbi Yossi, whoever was, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Seira, so then what do you need? You don't need Aleph, even if you just write one Aleph, you're going to be Chayev. Because Amen. Right, so Elamai, you're not holding like him, but you're holding like the Chachamim, who don't hold by Nochikon. Also, if you don't hold by Nochikon, then forget it. Then Aleph is an Amen, because you don't hold by Nochikon. You say, you can't say that Aleph here means Aleph Amen, because that's through Nochikon. And if you're holding by Nochikon, then you don't need to create a case where you're writing Aleph of Azreka, then you can even create a case where you're just writing one Aleph. But the fact that it's picking two Alephs, it's a case where you need two. So if you don't hold by Nochikon, then you don't need to. And if you don't hold by Nochikon, then Aleph is an Amen. You just don't hold by a Nochikon altogether. That's not, Aleph doesn't mean Amen, because you don't go by abbreviations. So therefore, Tosas rejects saying that Aleph means Amen. But there's a lot to do here. I mean, we're going to have to get this Nochikon. But even before we get that, what's the machlokas? Once you have a question of what Aleph means, whether it's supposed to mean, just like the Kameos, not means nothing, or it means Amen. Of course, what's the question there? Okay? So the starting point is, I guess, again, the simple way, Rashi, that is Aleph, they wrote in Kameos, Machlokas, or Shimon, the Chachamim, is that a word? Do you go by Kameos or not? That's the first Machlokas. And then, the Machlokas, Tosos, and Rashi, and Yesh Omrim, Yesh Mefarshim, about whether it means Amen, or it's just whatever, Aleph. Okay, so I guess we'll shoot for tomorrow. Right? I mean, no one prepared this at all, right? So we might as well think about it. And we'll shoot for tomorrow, see what we can make of it. Okay?